Okay, this morning we're in Psalm 18 as we're reading through the Bible in a year. And David is saying he's pursued his enemies, he overtook them, and he did a complete job of it. Kind of, I felt he was a little bit boasting there as he went on and on about what a great job he'd done. But he told God how God had given him the strength and how God had delivered him, and he thanked God for his mercy. Amen. I want to center in on verse 46 and verse 49. 46 says from the King James, the Lord of us, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. And then in 49 it says, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. What does it mean, the Lord liveth? It means that he's alive, he's fresh, he's strong, he gives mercy. It's like he's running or springing. That's to be alive. That is living. As Christians with Christ in us, we need to have said about us, he or she liveth. I liveth because Christ lives in me. And then he says, blessed be my rock. And because I can do that, because he is my rock. What does it mean to bless him? It means, blessed be my rock. Adore him, congratulate him, kneel down before him, salute him, praise him, and thank him. Amen. Such a full word that we read only as blessed, but it means all of that. They're all action words. To bless the Lord, for us to bless the Lord is not just passive. Right. We need to be active in blessing him. And then it says, and let the God of my salvation, the God that's done all these wonderful things for all of us, let him be exalted. It means to lift him up, to raise him up, to extol him, to set him on high and promote him. And God, that's what we're going to do for you this morning, even as we worship. Then going on to the words from verse 49, says, therefore will I give thanks. It means to hold out the hand to revere, to worship, to shoot praise to. We get to shoot praise to God this morning. We're going to be liveth. And we're going to be shooting praise to him. And then he says, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. It means to strike with the fingers. So if you want to clap, you go ahead and clap. Daria's going to hold on with her fingers to those, what do you call, mallets. And she's going to play the xylophone, the fancy xylophone. That's not just a xylophone, is it? A rimba, amen. And Dan's going to play his fingers on the E chord machine.
The Q chord.
The Q chord, amen. And you're going to hold the shaker in your hand. Kev's going to strum the guitar. And Elaine's going to use her fingers on the piano to worship God. All these things are forms of worshiping him. We're going to celebrate him in song. We're going to then praise him unto his name. And that means we're going to praise him for his very character, for his authority and his renown. That's what name means. So we have a big job to do this morning as we're worshiping. Joseph Guerra is giving me books all the time on the Psalms, and I'm so thankful. And he handed me this one this morning, and I turned to what Eugene Peterson, who wrote the Message, says about this verse. He says, if God's business is deliverance and salvation, man's business is witness and praise, to say what happens under a living God and then to sing it. And then he has a prayer. He says, I sing your praises, Redeemer God. You lift me up, you deliver me, you give me new strength, you give me good work to do. Because you live, I live. I praise your great name. Amen. And I say amen to that. Can you join me? Amen. Let's stand and let's say these verses from the King James Version this morning. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. And 49, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Amen. Forever, forever. Are you grateful for everything that he's done?
Amen.
Amen.